Hi, my name is Heather Mambretti, and I'm a physician assistant working in rheumatology for the past decade in Houston, Texas, and I'm a member of RAP. We'll be speaking today about the importance of CD64 positive binding when discussing interleukin-23-directed therapy. The binding of CD64 positive cells is extremely important in the context of IL-23-directed treatment because it helps to target specific immune cells that play a critical role downstream in mediating inflammatory responses. CD64, also known as the Fc gamma receptor, is a high affinity receptor for the Fc portion of immunoglobulin G molecules. It is predominantly expressed on cells of the myeloid lineage, meaning monocytes, macrophages, and dendritic cells. Importantly, CD64 expression is upregulated on activated immune cells, particularly during an inflammatory process. Therefore, targeting these CD64 positive cells allows for selective engagement with activated immune cells that are involved in the inflammatory process. In the context of IL-23-directed therapy, targeting these CD64 positive cells enhances the specificity and efficacy of the treatment by delivering these therapeutic agents directly to the site of where cytokines are being produced and where these cells are most abundant. IL-23 is a key cytokine that's involved in the differentiation of Th17 cells, which then play a role in driving the inflammatory process that is key to conditions like psoriatic arthritis, cutaneous psoriasis, and inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. By targeting these CD64 positive cells, IL-23 directed treatments can inhibit the downstream effects of IL-23 signaling, such as production of pro-inflammatory cytokines by these activated myeloid line cells, and thereby dampen the downstream inflammatory cascade. One example of IL-23 directed therapy that exploits this type of CD64 positive binding is guselkumab. Guselkumab is a monoclonal antibody that specifically targets the P19 subunit of IL-23, thereby inhibiting the IL-23-mediated signaling. In addition to its IL-23 neutralizing activity, guselkumab possesses a unique dual binding capability that allows it to simultaneously both engage with IL-23 receptor and also CD64 expressing cells. This dual binding mechanism enhances the efficacy of guselkumab by facilitating targeted delivery to the sites of where inflammation is ongoing and promoting interactions with the immune cells that are involved in driving the downstream inflammatory response. I encourage you to take a look at DiSCOVER-1 and DiSCOVER-2 clinical trials specific to efficacy of guselkumab in psoriatic arthritis, for the information they provide relative to our patient population. Overall, targeting the CD64 positive cells in the context of IL-23-directed therapy can help us offer a strategic approach for selectively modulating the inflammatory cascade and treating these inflammatory autoimmune conditions, such as PSA, PSO, and IBD. By exploiting the upregulation of CD64 expression in these activated immune cells, therapies like guselkumab can achieve targeted delivery, improve efficacy, and minimize any off-target unintended effects, ultimately leading to better outcomes for our patients with complex inflammatory disease. If you have further questions about guselkumab, please refer to the RAP website or the RAP ACE app. Thank you.